You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're tackling a surprising and often overlooked issue: attacks by service animals. Here's something that might shock you. These incidents have increased by 40% in just the last 5 years, despite the fact that service animals are supposed to be highly trained to help, not harm. Today, we'll explore why these attacks are on the rise, what legal rights victims have, and how cases like these are handled differently from other dog bite claims, especially when disability protections are involved.
That's such an eye-opening statistic. You know what makes this even more concerning? Many of these incidents involve animals that aren't actually legitimate service animals.
Exactly right. And here's where it gets really interesting. Studies show that up to 70% of animals claimed as service animals lack proper certification or training. They're essentially pets wearing service vests bought online.
Well, that certainly explains the rising incident rates. What are the most common places these attacks happen?
So retail stores and restaurants top the list, which makes sense given the high-stress environment. Just last month, there was a case where a supposed service dog attacked a child in a mall food court. The owner had purchased a fake certification online for $50.
That brings up an important point about liability. I imagine these cases get pretty complicated when fake certifications are involved.
Oh, you know it. And here's what most people don't realize. Businesses are caught in a tough spot. They're afraid of violating ADA regulations by questioning service animals, but they could be liable if an attack occurs on their property.
Let's talk about the actual injuries we're seeing from these attacks. I mean, these aren't just minor incidents, right?
Not at all. We're looking at serious injuries, deep puncture wounds, nerve damage, and, in about 30% of cases, permanent scarring. And that's not even touching on the psychological trauma, which can be devastating.
That's exactly why having proper legal representation is so crucial in these cases.
Well, this is where the Injury Helpline becomes invaluable. They offer free consultations 24/7, connecting victims with attorneys who specifically understand service animal attack cases. These aren't your typical dog bite claims. They require expertise in both ADA regulations and local laws.
And there's no upfront cost to get that legal help, right?
Right. Most attorneys working through the Injury Helpline operate on contingency. That means victims don't pay unless they win compensation. And speaking of compensation, recent cases have averaged settlements between $25,000 and $100,000, depending on injury severity.
Those numbers really highlight how serious these cases can be. What should someone do immediately after an attack?
First priority is medical attention. Even for seemingly minor bites, about 50% of untreated dog bites develop infections. Then document everything: photos, witness statements, and the animal's supposed certification status. And, here's something crucial. Save any torn or bloodied clothing as evidence.
So many people probably don't think about preserving evidence in the moment.
You know what's interesting? The most successful cases are often those where victims took immediate action. Like, there was this case last year where a woman's quick thinking to photograph the fake service dog certification on her phone became key evidence in her $75,000 settlement.
That's fascinating. Documentation really makes all the difference.
And here's another surprising fact. Emotional trauma damages often exceed physical injury compensation. Courts are increasingly recognizing the psychological impact of being attacked by an animal that's supposed to be safe and well-trained.
Well, that makes sense, especially considering the trust factor involved.
Exactly. And you know what's really concerning? We're seeing a trend where some people are exploiting service animal protections just to bring their pets everywhere. This puts legitimate service animals and their handlers at risk, too.
That's such an important point about the broader impact on the service animal community.
Before we wrap up, let me emphasize something crucial. While these cases are complex, help is available through the Injury Helpline 24/7. Their free consultation service connects victims with experienced attorneys who understand both the legal and emotional aspects of service animal attacks.
And given the complexity of these cases, that expertise really matters.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Remember, if you or someone you know has been injured by a service animal, Don't try to handle it alone. The Injury Helpline is there to help 24/7 with free consultations and connections to experienced attorneys nationwide.